HealthyRadio.com. I'm Russ Jones.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome back. Another hour of the show is just ahead. In fact, it starts right now. I'm Johnny Dean. We're here offering the best in money advice, the best in money strategies. And of course, we're starting off the hour with Professor Rick Plum, our brain trust advisor, here with me from Lucia Capital Group. Rick has the answers to your money questions. And of course, we're going to be taking your phone calls and your emails once again this hour. We'd love to have you take part in the program. We've had some good calls so far today. Keep it up. We got your wealth education, and your chance to call in is right now. In fact, we have all the lines open. Our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Your phone calls do come first, so if you're on hold, don't go away. We will be with you in just a couple of moments. But I did mention the emails. You can send them here to us at wealthed.com. At the Find Your Answer link, we're going to start off with these emails, try to get some of these out of the way that we have neglected to answer over the last couple of days. So we'll do that in just a bit, but phone calls come first. Brain Trust standing by. Remind you, if you want a personalized bucket strategy, you can call the professor or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150. They'll set you up with your own bucket strategy, one that's tailored to meet your specific goals and needs. We talk about the need for individual attention when it comes to your retirement plan. Well, everyone's situation is different. There's no cookie-cutter advice that works. Each situation requires a level of scrutiny that we can't cover entirely in the short time that we have here on the program. You need the advice and the experience that the Brain Trust has to offer. Do not try this yourself. You call the folks at Lucia Capital Group, and they'll go over your plan with the help of an entire network of Brain Trust advisors. Off the air, number 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Talk to Professor Plum, any of the Brain Trust advisors. They'll help you out. They got a network all across the country. Again, 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. I want to get to some of these emails that have been sitting here for a couple of days, Professor Plum. And if you have any questions on anything at all, whether it has to do with the emails, topics that we have, or questions on your own, you just give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER. Now, we have one from Bruce in Palm City, Florida, which has to do with net unrealized appreciation. Professor Plum, this will challenge you a little bit to explain what this is. All right? Bruce in Palm City, Florida. I retired at age 55. I'm now 57. I intend to take advantage of net unrealized appreciation, that's NUA, in my 401k. I have $440,000 in a company stock fund with a basis of 50 grand. Fidelity told me if I do the NUA, I will owe income tax on the $50,000 in basis, but that it could be offset using $50,000 of pre-tax money currently in my 401k. Question one, if I do the NUA and offset the 50 grand with pre-tax money in my 401k, will I create any taxable income that will be counted in my MAGI for the healthcare.gov income? All right, now,
no.
Before we get to question two, yeah, the answer is no, but let's explain what he's asking here.
Well, net unrealized appreciation. For anybody that has company stock, their employer's company stock in their retirement plan, their 401k profit sharing plan, or any type of retirement plan at work, if you have company stock, there is a tax strategy that you may be able to employ, especially if you've been there a long time and the stock has gone up quite a bit in price since the time it was put into the plan. We've seen some people that have, you know, $1 million worth of stock, company stock in their plan. And at the time the company stock was put into the plan, it had a cost of $80,000, $90,000, or $100,000. We're talking about cumulative over years. So they have a lot of appreciation in that stock in their plan. The tax strategy is that if you take a direct distribution of the company stock, you can choose to pay taxes only on the plan's basis, the value of the stock when it went into the plan. So in that case, $80,000. You take a distribution of $80,000. That's a taxable distribution. But now in your personal account, your personal brokerage account, you have $1 million in this example of that company that you used to work for, their stock. And when you sell that stock, it's a capital gain. That can do very nice things with your ability to manage your required minimum distributions in the future, maybe the ability to manage your taxation because it's no longer, you know, that large of a taxable event from an ordinary income tax standpoint, but a capital gain. Now, it doesn't have to be millions of dollars. We've also seen them where there was a gain. In this case, the gentleman said he had $50,000 of basis. The plan had $50,000 of basis. Now, the term basis gets used a lot for different things. In this case, when we're talking about net unrealized depreciation, we're talking about the value of the stock the day it went into the plan, the cost of the stock the day it went into the plan. Whether you paid for it, whether the company contributed, however the money got in there, the value on the day the stock went into the plan, that's the basis for the plan. And then the value obviously can hopefully grow after that. When you take a distribution, you'll pay tax on the basis. Now in his case, in Bruce's case, he also has over the years made after-tax contributions to his plan. So he's taken money out of his paycheck where he did not get a deduction, and he added it to the plan. And that just happens to be roughly $50,000 in cumulative value that he has used. Now, they're two different issues, right? One was the stock value. One was his dollars going into the plan. They're not the same dollars because in many cases, the money that the stock came from the company match and they were putting it. It doesn't matter. He has a basis in the stock. The plan has a basis in the stock. And the plan has an after-tax component to it. When the money comes out of the plan, the after-tax money will not be taxed again. And when the money comes out, so we can use that after-tax component to shelter the taxable event of the basis being distributed on the net unrealized depreciation. Now, there's other rules that we have to deal with here. If he retired at 55 and started taking money out of his plan at that point, he's not eligible for a net unrealized appreciation distribution until 59 and a half. There's rules. I'm not going to go into all the different little minutia of rules.
So he can't do this yet.
Maybe. I don't know if he took any money out. If he hasn't taken any money out, he can do it. The net unrealized depreciation strategy only works on a complete distribution of the entire plan assets. Now, you may say, well, I've got, you know, $100,000 of stock in there, but the plan's worth $500,000. I don't want to take a taxable event of $500,000. Well, I'm not talking about distributing the entire thing to you personally. You can have the stock distributed to you personally and have the rest of the money distributed to your IRA. So the rest of the money goes on a tax-deferred exchange over to your IRA, and the stock comes to you, and you get the NUA, net unrealized appreciation distribution. So it works very well. And because the after-tax component is washing out the distribution, it shows up on your tax return as a zero if those numbers were exactly 50 and 50. So whatever the net number is, that's what shows up on the return. Whatever shows up on the return is what shows up for healthcare.gov. So that's what's happening when you're trying to, it sounds like he's now going to try to go to the exchange and get an insurance policy.
To show a low income.
But he has very, very little income.
And get a nice subsidy on it.
But if he showed $50,000 and then a deduction later, your itemized deductions don't help you when it comes to healthcare.gov.
No, it's actual income.
But this is basically being netted out before it goes to your tax return.
Yeah, it's a complicated thing. And he's got another question. I'll read it. Question two from Bruce. If I do the NUA and I hold the company stock for 1 year and then sell a portion of the stock that generates a long-term capital gain that keeps me in the 15% bracket, will I owe any income tax on that long-term capital gain? Will the long-term capital gain be counted in my MAGI for healthcare? So he's talking about holding it for...
Well, he's talking about two different things on that last question. He's actually got two questions. First off, if he were to create a long-term capital gain, but his income, everything stays nice and neatly in the 15% income tax bracket, will he actually owe any taxes on the gain? And the answer is no. Long-term capital gain that fits into the 15% ordinary income tax bracket has a bracket of zero. So you don't pay any tax. Now, if you go over the 15% bracket, any additional gain will be taxed at a 15% capital gain tax bracket. But if he stays, let's say he has, you know, $30,000, he's a married couple, $30,000 of taxable income. For a married couple, they, as long as they stay under $75,000 of taxable income, they can have a 15% income tax bracket on the ordinary income. So if he has $40,000 or less of gain on top of his $30,000 taxable income, it's not going to cost him anything from the federal side for capital gains. If he goes over the $40,000, then he goes into another bracket, he pays more for capital gains. But just because it has a zero cost doesn't mean it doesn't show up on the tax return. It shows up on the tax return. It says X amount of gain on the tax return. Even though my physical income tax component that I have to pay on that gain was zero, it's still on the tax return, and because it's still on the tax return, it is calculated and included in the healthcare.gov issue to determine whether or not you're going to receive a subsidy for your health insurance plan that you bought through the exchange. So the capital gain may not cost you anything in taxes, but it may cost you in premium for your or lost subsidy for your health care.
Yeah, simply because it will show up on the tax return.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. Where in the other case, I guess in question one, it really probably wouldn't.
It doesn't show up in the first one where the net unrealized depreciation and the after-tax component wash each other out, because that washing happens before the tax return.
But once it's on the tax
return. The gain goes on the tax return, and then the tax is calculated separately. But it's on the tax return. It's part of the healthcare.gov.
Exactly. So if you showed $150,000 of income, but you had $140,000 worth of deduction somehow, and you only had a $10,000 taxable income, it doesn't matter from healthcare.gov purposes.
You had a lot of income, no subsidy.
All right. I hope you understood all that. It will not be on the test. We got more. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Lines open. Give the Brain Trust a call. We'll answer your money questions right here on the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy,
inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or click contact us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
All right, somebody said that our answer with Bruce in Palm City was complicated.
It could have been a lot worse.
You mean that was the easiest you could have answered that question?
Well, no, the easiest I could have said was the answer to question number one was no.
Right.
The answer to question number two was zero. And the 2B would have been yes.
Okay. Yes, as in it will be counted for your – okay, all right. I did say we need to explain what we're talking about when we talk about net unrealized depreciation.
It's a tax strategy for distribution, but only for people that have their employer stock in their retirement plan. And it only really works if the employer stock has appreciated nicely.
Right?
Now, we do see this from time to time where a long-term employee has got company stock, and it has appreciated nicely over the years. But it also depends on the plan. Sometimes the plan allows for you to specifically identify the stocks. Some are just take an average purchase. So the ones that you bought in the last couple of years may be really expensive. And so it doesn't help you much. And if you could get rid of those and go back to the ones you bought in 1983, you could have a really nice NUA. Some plans allow you to do that.
Well, not all plans allow you to do that. All right. Well, if you have questions on this, give us a call. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Let's move along next to Austin in Las Vegas. Hello, Austin.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate your time.
Sure.
Looking for a little clarification on Roth conversions. First question, if I've already contributed to my Roth for this year, does that affect my ability to convert part of my traditional IRA to the Roth later in the year?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, great. Now, later in the year, I'm thinking October, November-ish, I'll start to try to determine what the amount of my conversion that will keep me in the 15% bracket will be. Can you tell me what major factors I would look for that would influence that level?
Well, obviously, the total amount of income that you've received through your employment, less
W-2 wages,
less what you've put into your 401k, tax-deductible 401k, less any fringe benefits that you pay for out of your paycheck that are deductible. Usually health care, things like that come off the top. You may pay a portion of it, so that reduces your actual taxable wages. So you look at your taxable wages.
Okay.
And then you're also going to then look, obviously, your spouse. Any capital gains you've realized this year, if you have in personal investments, have they had any capital gains or will they potentially have capital gains by the end of the year? Interest income earned, although that's not very much these days. Any other income sources that you have to try to give yourself an idea of the total amount of income you're going to show in your return before the conversion. And then you look at your itemized deductions or your standard deduction. Look at last year's tax return. If you own a house and you haven't refinanced it, you haven't changed anything, the deductions are going to be very similar from year to year. Your property taxes are going to be about the same, maybe a little more. Your interest is going to be about the same, maybe a little less because you paid it down a little bit. Have you made dramatic changes in the way you make charitable contributions, or can we just use last year's numbers? Those kinds of things. And try to get an idea of where your taxable income sits today before the conversion to try to find out how much room you have.
How much are you looking to convert, Austin?
Well, that just depends. That's exactly what I'm trying to figure out. Probably going to be around 10 or 12,000, just guesstimating. Mm-hmm. But on the capital gains, Rick, is that short-term only, or would that include long-term?
Well, it includes both. Because what happens is if you only include the short term, yeah, you have some room to do the conversion in the 15% bracket, but then if you fill up your tax return with the 15% bracket on the conversion, that pushes your long-term capital gain into the next bracket, which you're going to pay 15% on that too. So
very good. Okay, and as far as net self-employment income, that it's the net on that, not the gross, correct?
It is the net. It's the bottom line, the net self-employed Schedule C income, yes.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the clarification. I really appreciate it.
Now, if you have net Schedule C employment income, you also have a deduction for equal to half the self-employment income tax that you pay. So if I show $40,000, my bottom line, $40,000 of Schedule C self-employment income, if I use 40, I'm going to be safe. But the reality is I have to pay self-employment tax of 15.3% on that 40, and I get to deduct basically half of that. So my real income is down about, you know, 37.3 or something like that on my net income from my self-employment.
Okay, I didn't realize that was deductible. Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Austin. Thank you for the call.
Now, it's not deductible on the Schedule C. It's deductible on
the
1040, but it's still a deduction.
Well, and it helps.
And it's a deduction for the AGI.
Yeah,
it's above-the-line deduction.
Now, what he's looking to do is he's looking to convert some money, but he's doing what we call spending the bracket. He wants to stay within the same bracket without going into the next bracket. So the question is, how much is it he's looking to
how much room
convert?
Does he have?
Right.
And the easiest way to do it, unless you have very volatile income, most people's incomes stay about the same every year. Their expenses are about the same every year on their itemized deductions. Start with last year's return. Take a look at last year's return and then go through it and say, okay, will my wages and income be different? Did I get a raise? Did I get laid off? What will happen to those wages and income? So that's about the same. Interest, dividends, capital gains, any of those going to change? You know, try to make adjustments there, go down, and just figure out what is going to change or not change, and use last year's, you know, tax return as, you know, the beginning barometer for this year's return, and then adjust it accordingly up or down to see where you are for this year, projected for this year.
877-PLANNER. We got some room on the phones. 877-PLANNER. Patricia in Houston City, Texas. Currently, I draw $321 part of my husband's benefit and $278 of my own Social Security. I'm almost 67. My husband is 66, and we're both retired. Would I be better off just taking a spousal benefit from my husband? His check is $1,680 a month. We're going to do a little figuring here.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what she's talking about, because her very first statement was,
it sounds like there is a spousal benefit.
Currently, I draw $321 part of my husband's benefit and then $278 of her own, which means she's getting, call it $600 a month in benefits. You're already receiving the spousal benefit. Now, your husband's benefit is, what'd she say it was, $1,680. So there's some disconnect here, because his benefit's quite a bit larger than I would expect for what's going on. So I don't understand what the $321 part of his benefit is, if it's not a spousal benefit. He's obviously still alive, so it's not a survivor benefit. So where are we getting this $321 from? It sounds like you're already receiving that benefit. It may be that you started very early.
Well, maybe her husband is 70, and he just took his benefit at $1,680. His full retirement age benefit, which the spousal benefit would be based
That's
on.
What it is.
That is what it is.
He's only recently started his benefit, most likely, which meant that you picked up about $321 of a spousal retirement benefit, because you're not going to get the full 50%. Your benefit won't be $840, because you started, it sounds like, at 62. You received a reduced benefit, and then when your husband started his benefit, you received the difference between the 50% of his and what yours would have been at that time, which is a lot more than what you're receiving. It sounds like you're already receiving the spousal benefit. Unfortunately, you're already receiving everything that you're going to get.
Yeah, I think she's asking, here's the confusion I see perhaps on her part, which was that she wants
50% of his $1,680.
Right, exactly. She's believing that, I think she believes that the spousal benefit is 50% of the $1,680.
Or it's 50% in addition to her own benefit. That's not happening either.
No, because
you're receiving
you're already getting
a combination of benefits.
Yes.
And because you took your benefit early, the spousal benefit will be reduced as well.
Okay, good. I'm glad I read into that properly. I had the confirmation here. You did the math.
Well, yeah, I did the math.
It's close enough.
It's very close.
Okay, good. All right, 877-PLANNER. Patricia, thanks for the email. We got room on the phones, 877-PLANNER. Whole lot more to talk about, some more emails to get to as well. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Bucket Strategy Investing. We're here for you every day at this time. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group here till the top of the hour. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Send your emails to us as well. Have quite a few of these to get through at wealthed.com. Our website, Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, WealthEd, as in Wealth Education. .com at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Now, Bruce in Twin Falls, Idaho, sent us three separate emails with three separate questions. So I'm going to sort of devote a little bit of time to that. At least we'll do one or two here and see what we can answer. The first one, which I think came in a few days ago, Bruce says, when you want to start receiving your distributions from your Roth IRA, what are the laws regarding the distributions? Is it still either the lump or a set percentage you plan to take every year, or can you withdraw any sum you like when you like quarterly dividends, profits from proceeds, and invest the rest? Of course, I'm explaining a brokerage account, he says, and any other funds you may want to withdraw at any time. Thank you. He's asking about when it's not really...
With a Roth IRA, assuming you've met the 59.5 rules and the 5-year rule and all that, it's anything you want. There is no distribution requirement. You can take as much or as little from any source within the Roth IRA as you want. You want to take quarterly dividends? Fine. You want to leave them in? Fine. You want to take a set dollar amount? You want to call up every once in a while and say, hey, send me a little bit of money, send me a lot of money? There are no guidelines for the owner of a Roth IRA as far as what they should or should not take out of a Roth IRA. There's no lump sum requirement. There's no required minimum distribution. There's no required maximum distribution. It's whatever you want. However you want. Now, if you start taking distributions prior to 59.5, 5 years and all the different rules, now we have an ordering set of rules. What's coming out is what they're looking for. And it really doesn't matter what is being distributed to you, because you could be taking the dividends from or the distribution from a specific investment and have it count as the contributions that you've put in over the years coming out. So this is a different accounting world, but once you've met the qualified distribution rules, you can do anything you want. Leave it alone. Don't take anything. Call them and tell me. They may say you can't take anything less than $250 from your brokerage account. They may say that the minimum distribution is X amount of dollars, but that's a brokerage rule.
That's not a Roth rule.
That's not a Roth rule.
Yeah, so you said the ordering rules. I think it's important to go over for just a second what the Roth ordering rules are, because let's assume somebody's under the age of 59.5 and they got a bunch of money in a Roth, they got some they contributed, they got some earnings in there, and maybe some converted funds. I don't know.
Let's talk about one that I saw that an investor had. They, through the years, had been investing in their Roth IRA, started back in 1998 when it was $2,000, and they've got a nice Roth IRA now. Let's say that they have contributed $100,000 to their Roth IRA, and the Roth IRA is now worth $180,000. I'm just making those numbers up. And they're only 56 years old, but they want to retire. So they put the Roth IRA into an account that pays them a nice, juicy distribution that if it had been in their personal account, it would have been taxable. But because it's in the Roth IRA, we don't know what the taxes is yet. We know that they aren't 59.5, dead, disabled. We know that they haven't met the qualified distribution rules. But what they do is they put the entire Roth IRA into this one investment, and they have the investment send to them every year their 5, 6, 7% cash flow that it's being generated. So what's 5%? $9,000 a year they're getting from their IRA. And it is the distribution from the investment. They're not touching the principal in the investment. All they're doing is having the investment, the distribution sent to them every year. Is it taxable or not? It is a distribution, right? But how do they account for it? The first thing that comes out of a Roth IRA is the contributions that the individual has put in. So even though you can track it exactly to an income source that would normally be taxable, it doesn't matter inside of a Roth IRA. What's coming out first? The first thing we're going to look for is, do you have any contributions left in the account? Well, they've been making contributions. I mentioned that they'd made a cumulative amount of $100,000. So the first year they take $9,000 out, their contributions in the plan go from 100 down to 91. And they keep whittling away at the contributions until they exhaust the contributions or get to 59.5 or, you know, the qualified distribution rules. So they're looking first for qualified distributions. What's actually being distributed doesn't matter. The accounting is, do I have contributions left in the Roth IRA?
Or and any Roth IRA.
In my Roth IRA world. It doesn't matter about that account, this account, or other thing. It's my Roth IRAs. Do I have any contributions left? Now, if I have exhausted and I've pulled out all my contributions for whatever reason, now the next thing they're going to look for are conversions. Do I have any converted principal in the Roth IRAs? Doesn't matter if it's this account or that account. It just matters in my Roth IRA world, do I have converted amounts of money, converted principal? Principal I've already paid taxes on. Not money I contributed that I didn't pay taxes on, but converted principal that I did pay taxes on. And let's take a look at that. Now, if they're going to look at the oldest one first. And if it's older than 5 years, no problem. I can take it out. No penalty, no taxes. Remember, I already paid the taxes on the conversion. But if I'm taking converted principal out before I reach 59.5 and I haven't met qualified distribution rules, the money coming out of converted principal made within the last 5 years will have a 10% penalty associated with it. Now, if I still haven't made it to 59.5 and I've exhausted all my contribution, pulled all them out, and I've exhausted all my converted principal, pulled all it out, the only thing left in the account is earnings. And if I'm taking those out before I hit the qualified distribution area, those are taxable and penalized. Now, if I'm, so we actually have to look at what is it from an accounting side that's coming out, not a true income or earnings side. That's all done inside the account. It doesn't matter what's happening in the account. What's coming out is based on contributions, converted principal, oldest first, earnings.
Yeah, and where the ordering rules are applied is to anybody who's under the age of 59.5 and hasn't been in the Roth world for 5 years.
Once you get to the qualified distribution status, once you've had a Roth IRA, any Roth IRA for 5 years, and you're 59.5 or unfortunately became disabled or died, now you're in the qualified distribution status. And it doesn't matter what's coming out or whether it's contributions, conversions, principal, whatever, it doesn't matter. Everything coming out is tax-free. Now, you say, well, this is pretty complicated. How do you account for this? It's all done on a silly little form that you file with your tax return to tell the IRS what's going on. Form 8606.
Yeah.
And you just say, contributions, conversions, and just follow the forms.
If you've had a Roth for more than 5 years and you're age 60 or whatever, you're over age 59.5, and you put a $5,000 contribution in, and then a week later it's worth $50,000 because whatever, you got lucky, you can take that entire $55,000 out and not have to worry about it.
I've had a $100 Roth IRA since 1998. I opened a Roth IRA in 1998 with $100, and I left it in a cash account that earned nothing over that period of time. And now I'm 59.5 or older, and I do a conversion of $50,000. And I happen to hit the right stock. And that $50,000 turns into $1 million.
Wow.
The next day.
Somehow.
Okay, I'm exaggerating, okay?
But it could happen.
But now I have $1,100,000. Because I still have the $100 from the other account.
And you earned nothing over 17 years.
On that $100, nothing.
Okay, all right,
but nothing. I hit the jackpot on the last one.
Boy, you were a moron and then you were a genius. All right.
I can take a distribution from either one of those accounts, and it's qualified distribution. Even though the majority of the money only came in a week or two ago, and most of it came in from earnings, have I had a Roth IRA for 5 years? Yeah, I've had that $100 one for 17 years. Am I 59.5 or older? In this example,
yes.
I am. Qualified distribution.
Okay, now, Bruce's third question, I would get to a second question, but Bruce in Twin Falls, Idaho, his third question sort of plays along with this, which is, this is regarding the five-year rule when opening a Roth IRA and taking earnings as a distribution.
Oh,
is
okay.
The five-year rule pertaining to the year the account is opened, January 1st being the start of the year, no matter what month it was, does it go to your birth date or the exact day and month you had opened the account? Thank you for your answers.
Roth IRAs are based on tax years. So I can open a Roth IRA in the first quarter, basically, of this year. I could have opened it, you know, between before April 18th of this year, and had it count for 2015. My 5-year rule started January 1st, 2015. It goes by 5 tax years. It is not the specific date that the contribution was made. It's the tax year it was made for. When I make a conversion, what tax year was the conversion made in? Did I make a conversion in November 2015? Then 2015 is my first tax year, and then going from there. So I got 5. You go by tax years when you're counting the 5-year time horizon for the rules. Now, when it's the 59.5 rule, it's the date. You have to be 59.5. It's not the month you turn 59.5. It's not the year you turn 59.5. It's the day you turn 59.5. So if I take it out the day before I turn 59.5, I have a penalty. If I wait a week, there's no penalty.
Or if you wait a day.
Wait 2 days.
Well, the day you turn 59.5?
Go a day later.
Just to avoid the arguments?
Yeah.
Because there will be some question. Oh, and by the way, on required minimum distributions, it's the year you turn 70.5. Try to figure all this stuff out. I have a better idea. Don't try to figure it out. Just ask the Brain Trust. Give us a call. We got lines open. 877-PLANNER. PLANNER 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr., on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Ah, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day, like a 12-pack of Crayola colored pencils, just 97 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We do have some room on the phones, and we don't have a whole lot of time to get to you, so give us a call if you have any money questions. We'll be taking your calls here very quickly. Also, we got some more emails. I still have Bruce's next email in Twin Falls, Idaho. Hold on for that. But I want to remind you, coming up on this program tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the Roth two-step. Hey, kind of a nice little segue there, right? The Roth Tango, the Roth two-step, the Roth
cha-cha. Dance our way through it.
That's exactly what we're going to do. Well, we were just talking about Roth a second ago. We were talking about Roth conversions, and that's exactly what that falls into, the Roth two-step, the Roth backdoor Roth, if you want to call it that. You know, there are limits to how much you income limits as to how much
who is eligible
to put money inside of a Roth IRA.
And maybe you're lucky enough to be over those limits.
Which is nice if you're married.
But you'd really like to have a Roth IRA.
Yeah, so there's a way around that. It's an odd thing that they put limits on contributions.
Well, when they first came out, there were limits on contributions and limits on conversions.
In fact, as I recall, it was a $100,000 income limit for both single and married people.
For conversions.
For
adjusted
Roth
gross
conversions.
Income, yes.
Right.
And they took that away in 2010, but that opened up a potential for some people to create Roth IRAs that may be over the limit.
Well, sure. I mean, you could make, you know, $500,000 or something like that. Or whatever you're making, you are still eligible to money into a Roth IRA.
The lesson of unintended consequences of passing laws, knee-jerk reaction to them passing laws.
And why did they do that? 2010 was an odd year because you had
They passed the legislation in 2008.
Yeah, but in 2010 we lost the income limits for Roth conversions, and we also had, as I recall, no estate tax.
That was coincidence.
That was the sunset provision. It sunset in 2010.
You know, that was just them working on different things that happened in the same year.
All right. So the point is, you can get money into a Roth IRA even if you are a married individual or single, whatever. But you happen to make over. You're lucky enough to make over the amount of money that is
the AGI limits.
Yeah. AGI limits. Thank you.
Adjusted gross income limits.
So that's called the Roth two-step. We'll talk about that tomorrow on this program. Trivia for today. This comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts. 58% of American workers, that's 58% of American workers, have access to an employer-sponsored retirement plan. That is to say, either a defined benefit pension plan or defined contribution plan, which is like a 401k, 403b, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but on the other side, 99% or thereabouts have access to a retirement plan.
See, I knew you were going to say this.
Now, I didn't say 100%.
Well, because it probably isn't 100%.
Well, because anybody who's working over the age of 70 may or may not. Well, no, they have access. 100% of the people working in the United States have access to a retirement plan. They may have to do it on their own, but they just don't have access. But only 58% have access to a plan through their employer.
That's right. See, this was employer-sponsored retirement plan.
And that ignores the IRA. And so what the government is now doing is saying, well, we need to make it 100%. So we're going to mandate that every employer provide a retirement plan. They're not going to. But anybody who wants to do it, they're not going to make the employer put any matching contributions in. They're just going to allow, you know, make them allow for some kind of salary deferral.
So like an automatic salary deferral kind of thing. That,
yeah,
that's,
like
that
the MIRA. You know, joke that the MIRA was. We have access. And so they're going to make every employer, you know, do an auto enrollment for 3%, but the employee can opt out of it and, you know, just say, I don't want that done. So, I mean, realistically, unless you're making more than $185,000, a 3% match, you could have done that with an IRA.
Wait, with a match? What do you mean?
Without a match.
Yeah, without a match. Yeah, of course you'll get a match on an IRA.
Employer auto enrollment.
Well, okay, so you said 100% of people, right, of working people right now
can contribute to some type of retirement plan.
Have access to a retirement plan. So why am I seeing headlines that say federal action is essential to maximize access to retirement plans?
Because bureaucracy breeds bureaucracy.
Well, wait a minute, but I mean, how can you make it more than 100%?
But they're saying 58%. They forget the fact that everybody who has a job can contribute to a Roth IRA or a
but
traditional IRA.
But there's no automatic.
I'll back it down to 99% because there are some people making over the AGI limit at 70. They can't contribute to a traditional IRA and they can't contribute. But that's a high wage earner over the age of 70. Anybody under the age of 70 does have access to some form of retirement plan. Is it enough? No, it's not enough. An IRA is not enough. But they're only talking about making an auto enroll of 3%. The people that are making $185,000 are probably the ones contributing to the retirement plans. It's the people making $40,000 that aren't contributing. And 3% of $40,000 is well less than the IRA limits.
So I guess my question still is, why are people saying that we need to maximize access to retirement plans? Federal action essential.
Because government has to make it look like they're doing something.
This didn't even come from a government. This was somebody who's suggesting that government should get people. The whole point of this is to allow automatic enrollment, automatic deductions for retirement plans.
What we've seen on the automatic enrollment, though, is that it's stalling. You know, for a while, when they first, you know, started saying you should be doing automatic enrollment, a lot of companies signed up. But right now, only about 40% of the companies that have 401ks have auto enrollment. But that's been that number for quite a while. They just don't want to do auto enrollment.
And the people that are participating.
No, the plan sponsors, the companies.
Why?
Don't want, because it costs them money. Because auto enrollment means that the people are going to contribute 3%, and usually the matching contribution is on the 3 or 4 or 5 or 6%. So if they have more people in the plan, especially lower paid people, they're going to have to match it. And so it's going to cost them a lot more. So a lot of employers just aren't offering the auto enrollment, even though it is shown to help, you know, employees, but it does cost employers.
Well, this particular article is suggesting that that required auto enrollment into defined contribution plans that must be maintained by all employers for all workers. They want the elimination of regulatory obstacles to sponsoring open multiple employer plans. They want to use the use of auto escalation and default investment options, target date funds.
Well, auto escalation is a target date. Auto escalation is, you know, auto enrollment says you're going to, when you sign up, you know, you fill out your employment paperwork, you also, you know, are signed into the 401k and you start putting 3% in.
But they want default investment options.
And then each quarter, the default.
Like, like target date.
But then auto escalation is each quarter it goes up a percent or so.
Right.
So you start saving more and more money as the longer you work.
But what they want is the default investment options, which means what they're talking about, target date funds, for the most part. So anyway,
but a lot of this can be handled without creating a whole new bureaucracy, without creating a whole new plan.
Well, I don't
just
know
allow
that.
Them to contribute to the TSP.
We're out of time. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can reach us at Lucia Capital Group, Professor Plum, or any of the advisors from Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150. Give them a call, 800-644-1150. We're out of time. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.